Hello and welcome to episode 2 of Board Meets World. We are your hosts. I'm Kyle.
Who am I?
I think you're Steven.
I'm Steven. Hi. How you doing?
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing alright. How you doing?
Good. Yeah. Watching my favorite show, so can't complain.
I will go ahead and say it.
Go ahead and say it.
Episode 2, massive improvement over episode 1.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Good.
Yeah. It's definitely seeming like this show is going in the upward direction.
No visuals on the show,
but I
appreciate
it. I did like 2 hands going up.
That's right, he did 2 hands going up.
2 hands going up.
Like the show. It's going up in quality for Kyle. Although, I was pretty happy with episode 1. I mean, it's a pilot, man. I think you got to lower your standards a little bit. Just for that.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Shows don't really take on their character until they get more established, and then.
Yeah. I'm give it like 5, usually. Okay. Ish. I think. I don't know.
Fair enough.
Just turn it off halfway through the first one. I do that sometimes.
Oh, like what?
I don't remember, but it's been done.
It's not even that good. Yeah. I'm not even going to remember.
Can't recall, and I don't want to put them over.
Fair enough.
While burying them. We do host a wrestling podcast, so there's those terms coming into play. So I apologize.
It's all right. I'm popping for it.
So yeah, Boy Meets World, brought to you by Boar Meets World, episode 2, On the Fence.
Yep.
So you liked it better than episode 1.
I did. I'm not even going to let you finish your sentence. I did.
Good. That's all I had.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, first thing I noticed is that they've gotten rid of the third, friend.
Mm-hmm.
And they replaced him.
They did, yeah.
Yeah, with another kid. This kid, I kind of wish that they kept him around.
Why is that?
Because already he was cracking me up.
Okay. I don't know if this is going to be a racial thing.
No, I'm not racist.
What, you said you wanted to keep him around? How's that racist?
Huh? You said it was going to be a racial thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like a woke thing. Like they should have had more color or something.
No. I just thought it was funny.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't look at color, okay?
Sure.
I don't.
It's kind of easy to tell on the show, though.
Not to me, man.
Okay.
Not to me.
Colorblind.
I am colorblind.
Tell us about the show.
This kid already feels more natural than the last kid. That other kid, dude, high school photo, most likely to commit a murder.
Wow.
Yeah. This one, he's funny.
Okay.
How did you get that water gun?
Mm-hmm.
I know a guy.
Yeah. I feel like that may have been a race thing.
I don't know. A little token, wasn't it? It was token, not woken. Ooh, that sounds like a good segment for something.
Yeah, very good.
Put that in the bank.
Yeah, write that down.
Okay. Token or woken? Yeah.
He's not even really writing it.
I am.
Okay.
Look. Token or woken.
Well, yeah, we got a new third kid this week. Show opens up with them in the cafeteria.
Did they even name him?
I don't think so.
No.
And they're talking about having superheroes for their fathers.
Yep.
What do you think about this?
Well, you know.
Did you talk about things like this when you were a child?
No, I never really wanted a superhero as a parent, more so I just wanted to be a superhero.
Oh, so you want to be the superhero instead.
Yeah. Okay. I was like, I'm not riding fucking shotgun
nice catch.
To Batman, okay? I'm going to be the Batman.
You don't want
to
be Robin?
No.
Okay.
No, not in those little pixie boots and the no legs.
I don't know how woke that sounds, but.
Well, that's what he wore.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
So the superheroes mentioned Batman, Superman.
Yeah.
I asked you if they mentioned another one, but I don't remember, and you seem unclear as well.
I don't think they did. I think we were trying to figure out if Sean mentioned which one he wanted to be his dad.
Yeah.
Which I don't think they did. At first I thought they did, and he went along with Batman, but I'm like, as we get further on in this show, we're going to learn about Sean's dad.
Yeah.
So it makes sense for him not to bring up a dad at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
the characters, named Batman, Superman, DC characters.
Yes.
What do you think about that?
I prefer DC over Marvel. Yeah. I said it. Bam. Yeah. Right there.
But it's kind of weird because Marvel's like the hot thing now.
They are.
You know?
But
in the early 90s, was DC like super hot?
I don't think it was so much they were super hot. I think it was that DC had that legacy that Marvel still hadn't had because they had 20 years on the creation of Marvel.
Okay.
So, you know, and plus at that time you didn't really have a lot of Marvel superhero movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like you had like a really crappy, you know, I'm saying that from like a critic review point of view, but like a really crappy Punisher movie that starred Dolph Lundgren. And then, but you had blockbusters like the Superman movies from late 70s, early 80s. And then you had Batman that came out in 89, followed by Batman Returns.
Yeah.
So Batman's hot right now. And plus the animated series was coming out right then, and that was firing on all cylinders. And we're about to run into a freaking Batman, like, pod, but I'll stop right there.
So you are listening to Comic Book Men.
No, it's Fat Man on Batman. Okay. I got a little scared for him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Heart attack, huh?
Massive, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't that massive. You tweeted from the hospital. So it's fine.
He's all right. He's okay.
Yeah, we'll take a break on the comic books, I guess. But new third guy, Batman, as we said. Corey wants Superman. Maybe he has him.
Maybe.
We'll find out. We met Minkus this episode. First time, right?
Was this the first time, or was he on the first episode?
I don't remember, but I thought it was the first time. I wrote it down, but maybe I'm crazy.
Well, he definitely had more presence in the second episode.
Yeah, for sure. Hey. I don't think he was in it. I don't know. I'm trying to look at my notes.
I feel
you think I would know this.
He was, but he was like a very minor character. Like you might have said two lines in class.
Yeah, maybe he's just chilling in one of those nine seats that are in the classroom.
You know, something I noticed from this in the pilot is that in the pilot, the desks are facing my left. And, oh, man.
Oh, that's an inside joke.
You got popped right there, didn't you? And I think from
stage
this,
left, stage right.
Yeah. What are we talking? I don't know. You look at it, and it's a left turn.
Say you're looking at the TV.
If you're watching the TV in the pilot episode, the desks are facing left.
Okay.
Okay. If you watch episode 2, and I think onwards, which we'll cover in 3, I'll go ahead and say it. 2 and 3, desks are facing right. So.
I'm not even sure that's correct.
That is correct.
Is it?
Yeah, man.
I'll have to go back and watch episode 1, see if Minkus is there, and see what these desks are doing.
Yeah, because I remember the way Corey was laying. And they're listening to this pod right now. They're fucking... Oh, gosh.
PG.
I'm not sorry. Very good at it. I'm so sorry.
Producer, edit that out.
Thanks. We'll just have to start beeping with like a, like a Fiend every time we cuss.
That'd be good.
Oh, man, that would be good, wouldn't it?
Here's the Fiend call. Yeah.
Yeah. But... Yeah, just go back and watch it.
Okay.
They flipped those desks around.
I will. We'll check it out.
Critics were not having it on the left.
Yeah. Those, like, what do they call those people?
What is it?
Like testers or whatever.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about?
Target audience or something.
Yeah, like I don't people know. All in a room watching it be like, it's pretty good, but maybe the desk the other way.
Yeah, I'm just not feeling that. It hurts my eyes.
Yeah, I might get the lesson a little more. But yeah, we met Minkus, maybe, for the first time, talking about some water guns.
Yep.
The upcoming water war.
Those things, another huge thing of their time.
90s?
Yeah.
Water guns?
I remember them being huge back then.
Yeah, what do you think about water guns?
I loved them, and I always wanted, like, a really big, nice one.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like how Corey did on this episode.
Sure. Looking back, what do you think about water guns? Or what do you think about them currently, I guess? Currently. I don't know.
Well, I haven't had one in a few years, so it's hard for me to go on with, you know, the state of water guns are today.
Yeah. I thought you would have a lot to say, like the superhero thing. I thought you were well-versed in all items.
All items pertaining to children?
Yeah.
No. These things are supposed to outgrow.
I don't know, man.
That are somehow pop culture now.
I feel like they're kind of pointless. I don't know.
You weren't a big fan of them when you were a kid?
I mean, I probably had one, but it's like most people play with them while they're in the pool. It's like, I'm already wet. What are we doing?
I think that's your problem. Yeah. Is that, see, like, we didn't have a pool,
mm-hmm.
so we had to fill them up.
Oh, yeah.
And then at the end of the day.
Well, you know me. I come from a rich family. I was very spoiled with a pool.
Very, very, very
$50 water guns.
Yeah. But yeah, we would get lectured and yelled at for using too much water.
Mm. That's why I couldn't get a water gun.
Pretty much. Or like why we got them every once in a while. And most of the time it was just those dollar store ones.
Yeah.
Like you drop it on concrete.
Like the little pistol one?
Yeah, it's pretty much leaking when you take it out of the
pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, the box.
I remember those.
So, but I mean, I had fun.
Corey's like, who needs a water gun?
Yeah.
It's all about these water balloons here.
Yeah.
Splash for your cash.
Yeah, more splash for your cash.
Everyone in the cafeteria has a water gun.
Yeah, and they turn it on him.
Mm-hmm. He's soaked. Mm-hmm. Speaking of soaked, I saw you make another face this episode.
No, don't bring it up. Don't bring it up. PG. Yeah.
You don't want to talk about Minka saying make me wet?
Yeah. I don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
Okay.
We're moving right along.
Yeah. There's that innocence in this show that I wish I could get back.
So he's all soaking wet, standing by the water fountain here.
Corey.
Yeah. Feeny shows up. Some water fountain jokes happening. Like it's not a toy, blah, blah, blah.
And he takes a very formal drink of that water fountain.
Yeah, it wipes it off his stash and everything. Pretty good.
It's almost like he got his teaching degree at Oxford, mm-hmm. I feel like.
I feel like this is the second time you've said this.
Oxford?
Yeah.
Well, I've remarked about him being, he's more eloquent and more well-spoken, well-versed on all these.
Than any teacher you've ever come in contact in your life.
Like, yeah. I feel like this would really.
College included.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come think of it.
Well,
even like, not even just community college. Like Piss-Ass 101.
Yeah, I was about to say, edit this one out, Piss-Ass 101.
No, that's PG. But, like, even at UK, man, like, it was just.
Oh, so you go to UK.
Well, I did.
Wow, name dropping, UK nice. Podcast.
Sorry.
Pick that one up.
No, don't pick that one up. Don't even go there.
Oh, God, what came next here? What does that say?
I have no idea. What does it say? What happened next was Corey went home, and he was complimenting.
Oh, the intro came up next. That's what that says.
Yeah.
Well, second episode in.
I still don't
loving it.
I still don't like still that intro. It, yeah. No.
It's pretty. Yeah. What happened next? Sorry to cut you off. I was trying to figure out what I wrote.
Corey's at home and he's scheming to get that water gun.
Mm.
Did you?
Because I wrote loving the intro ? But it looks like loving the in bro. It's like, what is that?
Intro say? Bro. No, I'm not bro.
Yes. What's your question? Sorry.
Before we go further on, was there a item when you were growing up that like all the kids had it, but you were like the odd man out and mm-hmm. didn't have it?
I mean probably because I was being sarcastic about that rich family thing.
Yeah.
So, but I can't think of anything off the top of my head. You got anything?
I do.
Hit me.
Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Yeah.
You didn't have a Pokemon?
The first video game. Everybody, literally everybody was playing it.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. That's all they were talking about. I got it like 4 months later.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool as heck.
Mm-hmm. Was everybody over it at this
everybody
point?
Everybody was over it. Yeah. I looked like a nerd.
You're like, look what I got. Yeah. And they're like, what's that?
Look who's cool.
They're like, nah.
No, it's over.
We're on to.
We're on Game Boy Color now. Kyle.
We're playing Yu-Gi-Oh now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Matthew home. Alan, he's always working, huh?
Yeah, if he's not pulling 12 hours at the, grocery store, mm-hmm. managing it, he's working on pipes.
Yep. Yeah, and as you said, Corey is angling for a water gun.
Yeah.
Giving it a good run, I think.
Yeah, I mean, he's softening up his mom. Mm-hmm. I mean, how pretty she is.
Yeah.
Dinner smells amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wants that $50 water gun.
So she predicts that he wants something while he's buttering her up.
Exactly.
Yeah. Some kind of line from Eric talking about there's some antennas, or I think Corey says this actually. Yeah.
What do you got, antenna somewhere?
Yeah. And it's like, is that hidden on all women or something? And then Eric's like, they won't let me look. So, a little risque.
Yeah. Totally showing the difference of where those two are at.
As far as age groups, yeah. Whatnot, yeah.
Yeah.
Not the only risque moment in this episode, either.
What was the other one?
We'll get there.
Oh, okay.
But it's about Amy and Alan, of course.
I thought that was episode 3.
Was it?
Yeah.
Mm. Maybe.
Talking about being grounded.
We watched two in a row, so I'm confused.
Yeah, back to back. I think that's episode 3.
So while Corey is talking about this, and he's like giving this crazy scenario why he might need a water gun.
The house catching on fire.
Yeah, from lightning, and Amy's legs are broken. And Morgan's like, why is her legs broken? And he says, because she tripped over your dead body.
It's a little dark.
It's a little much. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I watch a lot of sitcoms, but not necessarily children's sitcoms these days.
Well,
I don't know. Don't know how dark they get. This is pretty out there.
I think they got with, like, what I'm guessing is that with the pilot, they were almost like, look, this is too kiddish. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be able to, you know, grab a wide,
sure.
You know, cast a wide net. So we got to add in some humor.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you get more quick-witted, sarcastic comebacks. I'm noticing in these first two episodes.
Feeny was on point. Feeny with was this point.
Feeny was on point.
Alan,
and what's the mom's name?
Amy.
Alan and Amy both just quick-witted.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get those
the risque moments.
Risque moments. Yeah.
Parents can watch too. They know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Kids are like, what?
Yeah. I'm like, I don't get it. Okay. You'll know when you're older. Okay. Keep watching. Man, I really want a water gun after watching this.
Yeah.
And Dad's like, I really don't want to be grounded. Oh, we're skipping ahead though.
Yeah. So it was a $50 water gun. We found that out.
Which is crazy considering how cheap those guns look and they're made out of plastic, but
mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I think we say that now looking at it through older eyes with, you know, having to make money. Because we're kids. We're like, it's just 50 bucks, right? Yeah. You buy stuff all the time. Like Corey said, you spend that much on food every week.
Man, come on. Food's not important.
The HydroSat 3000Z. Pretty good deal. $50 bucks.
The Top Gun.
Maybe for Christmas, Alan says.
that last part killed me, where he's like, yeah, I'll be the kid that gets the water gun at Christmas and giving everyone pneumonia.
Yeah.
I'm paraphrasing, of course.
Up next, we see Eric's got a really cool watch.
Yep.
Bought it with his own money.
He thinks it's cool.
Yeah. You don't think so?
Nah.
You don't want a watch that you can program your girlfriend in and it says little baseball jingles or something?
He had a baseball game on there.
Sure. Yeah. Whatever it is. I don't know.
A little nerdy.
A little nerdy.
God, they love baseball in this house, don't they?
They do. For now, at least.
Yeah.
But yeah, he tells Corey that he bought it with his own money. Cause he's got a job. Blah, blah, blah. And I like Corey saying, big man doesn't even know what time it is. That's pretty good.
That's pretty witty.
Talking about the wittiness again that you just brought up.
What was your first part-time job?
First part-time job. Probably the t-shirt business. Printing up t-shirts.
How old were you?
I don't know.
You drop it. Come on, you know.
I mean, my first time I've ever done it?
Yeah.
Okay, it's
Man, if you say over, like, 18, I might laugh a little.
Oh, yeah? No. I don't know. I think I did it a little bit in, like, middle school.
Oh,
early
okay.
High school.
Okay.
Sure. My mom did it for a long time, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
See, I was under the impression that you didn't start working
until never did anything?
Until after high school. No, never did anything.
Well, I tried to. Because I learned it from this episode. Stay a kid as long as you can.
It's actually really good advice.
Yeah. And I take it to heart at 31 years of age.
I started working at 15.
Sucks, don't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. And, you know, because you're missing out on time with friends. Mm-hmm. And if you work like I did, where it was go to school, you're up at like 6:30 to get ready for school, you're at school at 8, you work till 3:30, then you go work 4 to 10. Because they can't work you till 12 because you're a minor. Mm-hmm. But you're doing 6 hours at your job on top of the 6 hours, 7 hours just at school. It's like, doesn't leave you a lot of time for anything.
Mm-mm.
So it's just
back to bed and do it again, huh?
Pretty much, unless you want to stay up to like 2:30 in the morning like I did and then get 4 hours of sleep every night.
Oh, you a bad boy.
I was. I sucked in school because of it.
We might have to talk about staying up late on a school night next episode.
Yes, we might.
What happened next here?
Well, what happened next was that...
Alan was working again. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Of course. Never ends with this guy.
He's always working.
Corey wants a job.
Yep.
Wants to buy this, water gun. Hydroset. 3000 Z. 49.
Correct.
99. Plus tax.
95 plus tax.
Oh. My apologies.
Yep.
Find a different podcast to listen to that has more accurate information.
You're going to have to. Okay, man.
Might I suggest
Raw's Boar?
Raw's Boar?
Yeah.
Over at Raw is Boar on Twitter. Go check them out.
Are we seriously plugging our other pod right now?
You brought it up.
My bad.
You can't complain about it if you did it.
So Corey walks outside. And I guess he's thinking about money.
Yeah. We skipped over the important line here.
Okay.
You're young. Enjoy it. It doesn't last long. Alan tells Corey because he wants a job at the grocery store or whatever he can do.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Alan's like, look, you're going to be working the majority of your life. He didn't say that, but that's what he's meaning.
Yeah.
Stay a kid because it goes by so quick.
The sad truth.
Yes, it is.
Yes, Corey goes outside thinking about work, something, money, whatever you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yeah, he doesn't care. He wants that water gun.
He's got one thing on his mind.
Yeah.
He wants that. Do anything to get it. So what's he going to do to get it?
Well, he's going to go to his neighbor's house, Feeney, who's got his shutters out.
Mm-hmm.
Corey offers to paint them. Mm-hmm. Or he actually makes the proposition to Corey, right?
Yeah.
Was it $5 per shutter?
Well, after Corey offered to shovel his snow come wintertime.
Yeah. If he just gives him the money.
Yeah, and Feeney's like, weather's unpredictable, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Then how about these shutters? He offers him $5 to do it.
A shutter.
Yeah. Oh, a shutter,
yeah.
Corey realizes.
Two shutters, and there's 8 windows, so making $80 if Corey knew how to do math.
Is it $80 or is it $58?
Well, it's 80 if you don't get a C+ in math like Corey does.
That's right. You learned math last episode.
That's right. Episode 1, Kyle learns math. Yeah, I stepped my math game up just for this show.
Yes, obviously Corey's wrong.
Yep.
Feeney's like, you're worth every bit of that C+ I gave you in math.
Because Corey's like, okay, that's $58. Feeney's like, yep, exactly what you said.
Oh, my God.
What? It's not as bad as you think, trust me.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Good. Tell me how good it is.
The show?
Yeah.
Our show. I think it's good.
Leave an iTunes review on us right now.
Yeah. Go ahead. Stop listening.
No, you do it.
Oh, me?
Yeah, give us your review.
I don't use the internet.
Well, if you accidentally ended up on there and you found Boar Meets World on iTunes and you're like, oh, I can leave a review, what would you write?
Man, I would give it a solid 3.5 out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got any words for it?
Learn math. Learn to be a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I learned a lot from this show.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
We do it for you.
For me?
Yeah, that's right.
I do it for me.
And all of you. You can also go to iTunes and leave us a review and subscribe. Or Google Play or Stitcher. We're on all of them.
We're everywhere. Where we will be.
But I'll tell you more about that later. Corey, doing a great job on these shutters.
Actually, yeah, he did.
But he's got a little bit of paint on the fence. And that's a problem. Especially when you're trying to get the Water War 1993.
I just thought of something.
Yes.
When you just brought up to the fence getting painted over.
Mm.
Do you think that symbolizes Corey at this age being 11 years old and having a lack of foresight?
Lack of foresight? Well, that's deep.
Yeah.
You're really bringing it.
Because his dad is like, look, you got to...
For a guy that wrote three things down.
Yeah.
You're bringing
it. 3 points. but yeah, kind of symbolizes the fact that he's not thinking ahead.
Because his dad, what?
Yeah, because his dad was like, don't worry about working. You're only a kid for so long.
Hey, maybe. But I don't read in too deeply on things.
I doubt they did either.
It's probably happy accident, perhaps.
Like overanalyzing it.
I think you should. Bring it more often.
Overanalyze please. Everything.
Yes.
Like, look for symbolism
yes,
that
please.
Isn't there.
Yes, please.
Okay.
But yeah, got a little paint on the fence.
Yeah.
Foresight, but it's definitely a problem.
Definitely, because it keeps him from doing Water War 93.
The whole reason he was working in the first place.
Yep.
Yeah. He's a kid-idiot.
Kid-idiot.
You might say.
I'm an idiot. No, you're just a kid. I'm a kid-idiot.
So we got Minkus, other guy, and Sean show up.
Yep.
They're ready for Water War.
How did Sean afford that gun?
I don't know.
We don't
know about his background yet. Currently, his dad has a job, we're assuming.
If he has a dad.
Yeah.
Because we don't remember if he answered
mm-hmm.
on who he wanted to be his dad, Batman or Superman.
Sure. Well, maybe he's just really proud of his dad the way he is.
Maybe stole it.
Maybe.
I can see him stealing it at that age.
He's a bad kid.
He is.
Bad one boy. Time he put a cherry bomb in a mailbox.
Whoa.
So, look forward to that in okay. upcoming episodes.
Oh, boy.
Boar Meets World. But the friends show up. They're ready for Water War. Corey's like, hey, you want to work instead?
He pulls that Tom Sawyer crap on him.
Yeah. That was the summer reading.
Yeah. As Minkus pointed out.
Minkus the nerd points out, but... You know, Minkus, the nerd, he wants to go play instead of work, too, you know?
Yeah, little banana boy wants to go play in the water.
So they kind of do that for a while. He talks them into it, gives them, like, $8 or something. I can't remember how much exactly.
Seven and three ice cream pops.
$7?
Fudge-covered ice cream pops.
And ice cream bars.
Yeah, ice cream bars, yeah.
For 3 people.
Yeah.
How you splitting that $7 up? Man. I'm assuming Minkus isn't getting any.
Nah, probably not. Bookworm.
And that's going okay. Up until it's not.
Yep.
What went wrong?
Well, I think it was that they were complaining about the fudge bars,
mm-hmm.
or ice cream bars, not being their particular kind. Corey rubs Minkus's in the dirt. Like, here you go. Crunch
mm-hmm.
on that.
Mm-hmm.
They get fed up with it and they're like, we'd rather go play.
Yeah.
So they take off.
I would be right with them. I'm not trying to work.
No.
Not even now.
I would probably be dumb enough to keep painting that fence. But
well, you gave me $7. I'm here.
Yeah. Fuck. God, I did it again.
Feeny.
Oh, man. I should probably write those down where to put them in. But.
So, yeah, Corey is ditched for fun, basically.
Yep.
Feeney complains about a little drippage on his side of the fence. Does that fix this or paint my side as well? Yeah. Corey faints.
He is getting he's overdosing on adulthood right now.
Mm-hmm. He's getting smacked right in the face with life.
Yeah, it's just brutal. I can't even watch it go like happen to him because I'm like, you know, if you're a kid watching this, you're like, you probably don't get it. If you're an adult watching this, mm-hmm. then you're like, holy crap, that is exactly how it is.
Yeah. Something's always going wrong. Like, more work and yeah. blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, the whole reason why you started working.
We're all Alan now.
Yeah. And it's dark. Boy Meets World got dark.
Yeah, remember she tripped over her dead body.
I don't think I've ever laughed like that before in my life. Did you hear that?
It's pretty good.
I was like, another 90s icon, Beavis and Butthead.
So Feeney's like, you know, my dad worked me sun up, sun down, blah, blah, blah. Look how I turned out. Alan's like, I don't want you working anymore.
Wow. So you think Alan doesn't respect Feeney?
Is Alan and Feeney got a little heat? Is that what you think?
I know they do later.
They do next episode, for sure.
Yeah.
But still, they're always kind of not necessarily going at it, but I mean, I guess they're just
different
people, obviously. Yeah.
One is blue-collar hard worker. The other one is, you know, educated. Well, I wouldn't say hard worker. He is a hard worker, but they're both hard workers at what they do. It's just one's blue-collar family guy, dad. The other one is, you know, he's dedicated himself to, you know, teaching.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have a family of his own. And he's super intelligent, but he's kind of, you know, he specialized himself.
Sure. Anyway. So, yeah, Alan just got off work again. Now he's going to do work for Corey. It's ridiculous.
On that fence.
So Corey gets off the hook, goes to Water War 93, thanks to Mr. Alan.
Well, isn't he getting ready to go? And he looks outside his window?
No, that's when he got back.
Oh, that's when he got back. Okay. Yeah, because he's like best Water War ever or something.
Yeah. And then, we cut to him coming back, and Eric is laying in bed exhausted after working a half shift.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
So 4 hours of work. Because that was actually my first job, was a bag boy.
Yeah? Did you work half shifts?
Half shifts in the beginning.
Yeah. Did it kill you?
It was rough, man.
Yeah?
It was rough because you're constantly walking. It's exactly how he calls it.
I feel like some people might be like, get over it, it's a half shift, but I'm going to be like, yeah. I can relate. Like an hour, and I'm like, I'm done.
I'm ready to quit. Forget this. But no, I mean, but when you're like 16, it's, you know, it's rough.
Yeah. Or when you're 31, either way.
Yeah, or when you're 31.
It might get worse, I'm not sure.
But
then Eric points out, I don't know how Dad does it. Working all day, coming home working, never setting down.
Yep. Eats his lunch standing up.
Mm-hmm. Corey looks out the window. He's like, my dad is Superman. He really is.
Pow. Mm. Right in the feels.
They get you?
They did.
Choking up?
I was like, wow. No, I didn't choke up then. I choked up on the third episode.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Can't wait to hear about it.
No, yeah.
This gets to them having dinner later on.
Yep.
Corey's calling out Alan, talking all the work. Won't let anybody else do any work. Just tells you to go play with water guns and not let you work, finish your job. So Corey pulls out a mini water gun, run to the table. Starts spraying all over the place. Yeah,
they're like, what are you doing?
Yeah. It's like, check out your side of the table, Pops. He's got a gun. Corey, in a very sweet thing, traded in the Hydroset 3000Z for two 1500s.
Taking care of his dad.
Yeah, taking care of business.
Would you have done that at 11 years old?
Well, not for my dad.
I wouldn't have done it at 11 for really anybody. I was like, I got to share everything with my brother. Anything I get that's mine, stay in mine.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's most kids, really.
Yeah.
Like, we're pretty selfish. Yeah. And I still am.
Yeah. Murray?
Yeah.
Oh.
Deal with it.
Okay, if I have to.
Amy's freaking out. No spraying water in the kitchen. Yeah. Boys. Corey's like, check your side of the table. There's nothing there. Corey's not made of money. Yeah. Come on. He's already negative $8 from his previous business venture.
Like, worked three jobs. Guess how much money I made? I owe $8.
And then this goes to them all running outside and spraying all over the place. Morgan calls 911. And they're like, my parents are fighting. And they just shot the neighbor. What do you think about that?
It was awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, this episode was three times as good as the first episode.
I feel like that would be okay when that happened, like 93.
Yeah.
To make a call like that, like an definitely. Accident. There might be some shit. 2018.
Oh, yeah.
Almost at 17. Yeah. Still not used to
it. I know, me neither.
But yeah. Something might go down.
Definitely.
But not a spanking.
No.
We're over there.
Yeah, we don't spank kids anymore.
So what else you got for this episode, Kyle? That was the end of episode 2 of Boar Meets World. Not Boy Meets World. Sorry.
Boar Meets World.
On the fence. So, any thoughts? We obviously kind of talked about the lesson. Would you like to open that up more? Or?
Sure. What did we learn this episode?
I didn't learn anything. I already kind of know.
Yeah.
But if I was watching it the first time, obviously, like we said, the lesson is enjoy life. Be a kid. Try not to get too wrapped up in some crazy responsibilities. Just enjoy life, really. Yeah.
They'll come in time.
Yeah.
So.
What you got?
That's pretty much it.
Copy and paste what I said?
Pretty much. Yeah. Ditto. Yeah. how do you feel like a child should work as soon as they're able?
When are they able?
Let's just say 16.
Quotes.
16 is usually the...
Do I think they should?
Yeah.
Like, be made to?
Yeah, pretty much like, hey, you're 16, you're able to work, we're not going to buy you school clothes anymore, you're going to start buying your own stuff, everything, we'll cover your rent and your food, that's it.
I would probably say no, at least at 16.
Yeah.
Still pretty kiddish. 16.
Definitely.
I guess you can drive-ish at that point.
I mean, you're learning. And I guess now you're learning. You don't get your license at 16 anymore.
But maybe once you get the car, the hand-me-down car, or whatever it may be,
yeah,
then you might, hey, maybe some insurance or at least some gas money, like figure that out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But you don't need to be pulling 30-hour weeks on top of school.
Oh, God, no.
No.
If the show taught me anything, education is important, so
yeah,
shouldn't be working. Should be reading books, listening to Mr. Feeney.
I just had to give that pause. It's like, I don't know if you could find more sound advice.
Yeah, thanks.
So, yep.
You guys are welcome. Anything else? Did you cover all your 3 points?
Yeah, actually, I did.
What were they? Read them to me.
First point, new kid. Feels more natural than the last one. Second one, first part-time job? Question mark. Third one, Feeney, again, smarter than any high school teacher should be.
Well, he's actually a middle school teacher.
Even then, I'm flabbergasted. Did I say that right?
What else we got? We got any segments yet?
No, not yet.
Anything work yet? We don't have the strong quote yet because he's still barely saying anything.
I know. We did get more development on the family, though.
What about the funniest scene or line for you this episode?
I feel like Morgan's took it.
The just shot the neighbor?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good. That might be mine, too. Although, no, probably tripped over your dead body.
That's awfully dark.
That's pretty good. Just because, I don't know, even though I've already seen it a million times, so still don't quite expect it to go there.
No.
And there it is.
Yeah, oh, they go there.
What else should we talk about before we wrap this thing up? Anything you want to plug?
No.
Any upcoming events or anything?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Do you know of any events?
That you have? No.
That I don't do anything.
Oh, okay. Well, don't worry about Kyle. Yep. He's not doing anything.
Exactly.
Neither am I. Anything else?
No.
All right. This ending. It's getting rough, huh?
We should probably cut this at 38. We're at 40.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think 45, because we got to talk about how you can follow us over on Twitter.
Oh, sweet Jesus. Okay.
At Boar Meets World.
I feel like you should definitely save this for the third episode.
What?
This plug.
Oh. Well, they'll be on all of them, so it's okay.
Okay.
Got to remind the people.
Okay.
Also, if you enjoyed this show, kind of liked it, thought it was mediocre, let us know over on iTunes. Give us a review. Got any questions, comments, concerns? Send us a message over on boarmeetsworld@gmail.com. If you love listening to our voices, check out Raw is Boar, also on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, all the other podcast things. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
See ya.